BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的你问我答节目，我是佳莹。
And I'm Phil. Welcome.
本期节目的问题来自一位网友，问题由我来代读。您好，请问及物动词和不及物动词的区别，以及谓语动词和非谓语动词的区别是什么？谢谢。
Okay, there are two parts to this question, so I think we should start by looking at the difference between transitive and intransitive verbs.
好的，我们先来回答这个问题的第一部分，也就是及物动词和不及物动词的区别。在区分这两类动词的时候，大家要记住这个关键点。及物动词需要接直接宾语，而不及物动词可以不接宾语。
Sometimes the difference is really clear. Look at the words say and talk. If we use the word say, then we have to mention what's being said. That's the direct object. It's transitive. Listen to these examples.
Can I say a few words? He just said his name. Didn't you hear?
在上面的两个例句中 say 说和 said 说了到后面分别接宾语 a few words.几句话和 his name, 他的名字。这两句话的宾语都是所说的具体内容。这里我们不能省略及物动词 say 或 said 后面的直接宾语。
So, now let's look at talk. It has a similar meaning to say, but don't use a direct object with it. It's intransitive. Listen to these examples.
We talked for hours. I'm really tired now.He talks too much. I usually get bored.
虽然动词 talk 和 say 都表示说，但 talk 的具体含义是讲话、谈话。它是不及物动词，所以不接直接宾语。
Now, an important thing to notice is that many verbs in English can be used as either transitive or intransitive.
没错，英语中有很多动词既可以做及物动词，也可以做不及物动词。来听两个例句，例句中都使用了动词 drink.
I drink whenever I exercise. I drink coffee with my breakfast every day.
这两个例句都用了动词 drink, 喝。在第一个例句中 drink 是不及物动词，不接直接宾语。这里 drink 可以理解为喝水。在第二个例句中 drink 则是及物动词，后面接宾语 coffee, 咖啡。
Okay.Hopefully, we've managed to answer your question about transitive and intransitive verbs. Now let's look at predicate and non-predicate verbs, also called finite and non-finite verbs.
谓语动词和非谓语动词也分别被称作限定动词和非限定动词。谓语动词通常会根据人称和时态的变化而变化，而且它通常是句子中的主动词。
I drank some milk.She drinks 8 glasses of water a day.
第一个例句是一般过去时，所以谓语动词用过去式 drank, 喝了。第二个例句是一般现在时，主语是第三人称单数，所以谓语动词用 drinks, 喝。
Now, non-predicate or non-finite verbs don't change for tense or person. They can be infinitives,some ing forms, or some ed forms, like the past participle.
非谓语动词并不会因为人称或时态的变化而发生变化。非谓语动词可能是不定式 to do, 现在分词等一些动词的 ing 形式，或者过去分词等一些动词的 ed 形式。听三个例句，例句中使用了 drink 的不同形式，边听边思考每句话中非谓语动词起到的作用。
I really need something to drink. Drinking coffee makes me more alert. I have drunk all the water in the bottle.
在第一个例句中，非谓语动词 to drink 用来修饰 something, 东西。所以 to drink 起到了形容词的作用。Something to drink 的意思就是用来喝的东西。
The second example has the gerund drinking, which is acting like a noun.
是的，第二个例句中的动名词 drinking 是非谓语动词，它在句子中起到了名词的作用。第三个例句中的过去分词 drunk 是非谓语动词，它是构成现在完成时的一部分。
In this program, we've looked at different ways of using verbs. We've looked at transitive and intransitive uses and predicate and non-predicate ways of using verbs.
希望通过我们的讲解，大家对英语中动词的一些新用法有了更深的理解。
Remember that if you have a question that you'd like us to answer, you can email us too at questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
你也可以把问题发送到我们的微博，微博账号是 BBC 英语教学。Bye, everyone.
Bye.
BBC Learning English.